All right, so you may have heard me say that it's not enough to just set goals. You actually have to be the kind of person that makes that goal or that vision of yours a reality, right? Not enough to just set goals. Winners and losers have the same goals. That's something that James Clear says, and that really hit me. Because you know what? We know that about 8% of those that set goals actually follow through and achieve those goals. So the truth is that the majority of people don't know how to actually be the kind of person that makes their goals and vision a reality for them. They don't know how to do that. They don't know how to align their energy and their actions with their vision. Why? Because we aren't taught that. Like, I wish this could be in like a curriculum at a very young age so we could start to learn how to truly be intentional with our energy. Because let's be real, every single thing is made up of energy. Not some weird woo-woo stuff. This is science. Every single thing is made up of energy. Everything vibrates at a certain frequency. Our thoughts, our words, all of that stuff is so powerful in creating our life, like the stories that we're making up in our minds. And I just want to keep it real with y'all and let you know that if you don't have the results that you want, why? It's because you're not being the kind of person that creates those results. And we got to like just call ourselves out on this stuff. We're not telling ourselves in our minds the kinds of stories that we need to tell ourselves to be the kind of people that we want to be. We're not taking the kind of action. We're not paying attention to our energy and what is affecting our energy, right? That's something that a lot of people don't talk about when it comes to actually moving forward on your goals and your dreams. They don't talk about the energy part of it, but yet everything is made up of energy. Yet when you actually, let's say, get the car that you want or the house that you want or the dream career that you want or significant other, like all of that stuff is energy. It's vibrating at certain frequencies. Not weird. Reality. That's how it works. So how can we create energy that's in alignment with the things that we desire? That's what I'm talking about on this episode. Did I introduce myself? I don't think I did. If you are new here, I'm Ange Barnard, and I love this stuff so much. Like, I'm sweating over here, guys, just because I was journaling this morning on this topic, and I'm like, yeah, I want to share this now. I have so many podcasts, like, in the queue that need to be finished getting edited from different interviews that are so good. Like, so good. I can't wait for you to hear from these people. But I haven't sat down and edited them yet. I know I probably said this already on the show because like I really feel like this episode just like stood out to me where I felt like I need to share it with you now, you know, and I really wanted to like listen to my intuition versus forcing myself to sit down and do something that I felt like wasn't in alignment with, you know, my overall vision. And my overall vision, like part of the identity that I want to uphold is being a person that like really just gets into the flow. Like, let's things be easy. Let's business be easy. Let's being around friends be easy. I've been realizing more and more that too many of us stress out about the stupidest stuff, like stuff we are truly not going to care about if we're on our deathbeds, right? But we allow it to take our energy and like ruin our days. You know what I mean? And it's so dumb. Like, I was just really observing this recently, doing some work events at like how people like stress out about someone said made a negative comment and now they're all mad and they let it ruin their day. And I'm like, girl, this is not worth your energy. And sometimes I need someone to tell me that because, hey, you got a certain amount of energy for today before you're going to need to go to sleep and recharge. So who, what things do you want to give your energy to? Want to give it to that person that's being negative right now because they just ate 6 donuts? Like, of course, they're feeling like crap in their body right now. And I'm not exaggerating over here. I'm giving an example, a real life example that I've seen happen. And yes, I get judgy about stuff. Please forgive me. But I do value my health. And the thing is, I value my energy. And a lot of times when you're in a situation where the people around you are just like doing things that harm themselves and speaking negative things to all these other people, and you're like in it, you're like, ooh, like you can feel that energy, and you feel sad for them. You're like, what are you doing? Like, you're just like, I know you don't feel good right now, but you eating all that crap is not going to help you. You being mean to people, that ain't going to help you, you know, right? But the awareness isn't there. The awareness isn't there. The energy isn't there. And that's where I love teaching about energy levels, because we look at different mindsets that are there for people. And some of us are just at a lower place, and we can show grace to someone for that. But this is the deal. You don't have to give your energy to that person or that thing. You got to be mindful of your energy because you need it. You need it to achieve your vision and your goals. So don't be just giving it away to anybody, anything. You know what I mean? Anywho, I got to rant about that. Okay, I'll back up. All right. So the thing with energy, let me back up, because I was going to tell you guys about like me being this person that is like real and like letting things be easy. Like, I want you to adopt this in your life. Okay. I want you to think like, what would it be like if I just let life be easier? If I was more intentional about like where I gave my energy, like if something, I find myself being triggered by something, I'm like, wait, hold up. Is this worth your energy? Right? Because like whatever is triggering you, or if like, let's say somebody is triggering you, because a lot of times it's like other people doing something, that has to do with them, their mental programming, the stories they're making up in their mind. Like, I remember back in the day, a coach gave this perfect way to describe this, and I loved it. Always resonated with me. I don't know why. Hear me out. So what I heard her say was that it's kind of like, let's say you have this beautiful home, and people keep dropping bags of crap on your doorstep, right? Or let's say it doesn't even need to be crap, but that visual sticks my mind. But like, let's say maybe it's because when I change my cat litter, I always put it in like these little baggies. And anyways, the side note. So anyways, they drop and I have to bring it outside to the garbage, like in a little baggie. And I just think about like how annoying it would be if people kept dropping them all on my front doorstep. So anyways, let's say that someone's dropping lamps or just random crap on your front doorstep, and like you get to decide, like, am I going to bring that in my house? Am I going to bring that in my house and make my house look all bad and like cluttered and crappy, like take up space in my little haven? Am I going to bring that bag of crap to stink up my home? Like, and I always think about that, because like, let's say someone is saying something crappy to me and I'm like, oh, okay, there they are. I bring that little bag of crap. Like, do I got to bring it inside? I'm going to bring you inside. Like, I literally see this visual. I'm not kidding. Like, this really is helpful to me. So maybe I just thought I would share it with you and see if it's helpful to you. Okay, another thing about energy that we love is we love the kind of energy that's real. Like, when someone's being authentic and being their true self and we can feel it. This is why, you know, Facebook Live or Instagram Live or social media Live, anything, is so popular, is because we can actually see someone like being themselves, or if we feel like they are, like people are really like attracted to that kind of energy. Like, I love when someone shows up and they're just like their true selves and they speak the way that they actually like really speak, and they're not trying to be all like perfect and polished, because like you can feel that, and for some reason you might feel like it doesn't resonate with you. And I'm proud that I've been able to show up that way. I used to think that I wasn't professional enough, in quotation marks. I'm saying this because I remember when I taught career transition classes live, like in person, like I still teach them online, but when I taught them in person, I remember students telling me, and even seeing reviews of my students saying, like, what I love the most about you is that you're just so real. Like, I feel like I can tell you if I feel dumb about something, or if I had a hard day, like, I feel like you'll just sit, listen to me, you'll be real with me, versus trying to be all like polished and perfect. And sometimes they worry about how they're going to tell me that. They're like, don't take this the wrong way, but, because they're like, you're professional, but you're not. And I know where they're going with it. And it's like, yeah, I have, when I create content, my content is created in a very strategic way. I know that for sure. Yeah, I do get on rants and tangents and stuff, but I think it's interesting. Like, I rather have someone like go on little tangents and like have it be like engaging versus like the same old boring stuff. Like, that's how I'd rather show up that way. That's actually why I really love Andy Stanley, not that he goes, the pastor Andy Stanley, not that he goes on like random tangents or anything like that, but I just love how he's like quick energy, like how he's moving around from topic to topic. That's really engaging to me. Maybe it's because I have like a really fast like moving mind. I don't know. But so funny, guys, recently I had a client. I'm attracting some of the best clients. Like, I just, if you want to work one-on-one with me, message me, because we can figure out how that can work for you, because I'm even doing some bartering services, because there's some help that I need with some things that really people, anyone can do in exchange for coaching. So if like you're worried about like a price thing, let me know. We can figure that out, because I've been attracting like seriously the world's best people. I would like brag about it all day long. But anyways, one of the girls said recently yesterday, how she basically said that I was like, she's like, you know how there's like furniture that's in a room that's really nice, and like that's the room that you don't go to when you don't sit on those chairs, like, and some people she feels like shows up in that way, but she's like, you're the one with like, you're the furniture that's all like comfy and you can come in and like just like be yourself. And I'm like, good, I hope that that's how I show up in the world. So I've been really practicing more on like being my authentic self, and I want that for you. The reason why I'm saying this is like, I want you to show up as you in every situation. So if you're like me and you say things like I say, homie, sometimes it's so funny. I go from like listening to like legit like Christian music, like rocking out to that somehow. And then I'm like listening to like this rap song earlier while I'm doing my squats and like really getting into it. And like, that's just who I am. And that's how I'm going to show up. And when I teach a professional class, you're going to hear me say things like, homie, your girl thing. And I used to be so worried about that, but now I realize that people want me to be me, and those that don't want me to be me, they're not in alignment with me, and I don't need those people in my life, or those, you know what I mean? So I think about this with like the opportunities that we're creating in our life that we want. You want your energy to match the things that you desire. That means you got to be yourself. And I remember my mentor, James Wedmore, saying this. You may be familiar with his podcast. Love him. Love his work. Anyways, he said that when he was able to make the multiple six figures when he first got to that level. Now he makes, a lot. So anyways, before he was able to make that, he said that the big switch that caused him to make so much more money was that he just started being his true self. And I've heard this from so many other entrepreneurs that do very well financially. Like they, in my opinion, of course, right? It's always opinion based. They say that it's because they just be their true selves. And it's all about the energy that they're generating into a space. And stop letting things be so hard. Just let it be easy. What if it was just easy? Like, what if you didn't have to worry about everything being all perfect and polished, and you just focused on your energy? It's so powerful. And when I work with my career coaching clients, yeah, we work hard to get, like, let's say they need a resume for something. They're going to switch careers in that way. Some of my clients want to pursue like a business opportunity and brainstorm. So we've done that recently. One of my clients just created, so proud of her, shout out to Sarah, who created a massage business where she has other massage therapists working underneath her, and she's creating this beautiful model. That was work that we brainstormed this whole business model, and she went forward and took action, and now it's here. It's in reality. Well, some of my clients want to switch their career. So they need to like change your resume. They need to find the right opportunities. So it just depends on the person. But the thing is, it's the energy. Yeah, we're going to work on strategy stuff. There's certain things that you want to say, right? But really, what is it? It's the energy, even in the word choice that you use. That's what's important. So, you know, my husband right now is exploring different job opportunities. He has like 7 different ones that he's like thinking about and, you know, pursuing. So we've had our vision boards out. We're like looking, you know, like what's most in alignment? What opportunity is most in alignment with our vision? We've been talking about that. And sometimes it gets foggy because he's like, I feel like all of them could honor our vision, you know? And then I say, well, what about the energy? What is generating the kind of energy you want to be around? The people that you're choosing between? And we've been looking and we've noticed word choice. Like when they send messages back, the kinds of words they use. So if someone's using the words of like, oh, it'll be really painful for us to do something like this, or versus like being super excited about also working with him. And it's almost like it's like, you know, like really focus on the negative side of it, what they will need to change. Right away, I know what kind of energy level that person is resonating at. I assess that and I'm like, honey, let's look at this, because we know energy is contagious, right? We know that you're going to be affected by that kind of energy. So when you pursue a new opportunity, you also need to think about the kind of energy that is associated with something that you might be choosing with, you know, like, I see this a lot with clients where, let's say that they have multiple opportunities and they're like, yeah, again, they don't know which one, and like numbers are all line up fine and stuff. And then I'm just like, who do you feel like the most energized around? Who do you see yourself wanting to be most like? Because you need to surround yourself with people you want to be like. That means if you're pursuing opportunities, like on your vision board, if you got a vision board, if you got goals, and you better, if you don't, then we have a vision course coming up on Saturday. If you're not able to attend that online, it's online. Message me. You can find me anywhere on social media. Let me know if you can, because it's super easy. You can be anywhere. You can attend. Babies can scream. Don't matter. Put yourself on mute, whatever. And if you're not able to attend, then try to get the recording from me, because you need to have a vision. Okay. So this is the thing. If you have a vision and you have goals, I want you to think about, who do you need to surround yourself with to make that goal a reality for you? Who do you need to be like? Who do you need to be like? So an example would be like, let's say I want to start like a company where I'm making like oil, massage oil things, or I'm trying to think of some of the things my clients have been working on. Let's say I want to do that. Then I'm going to find someone maybe that has already done that, or that can teach me how to do that, right? Why? Because their energy is in alignment with those results. They've already created it. I need to be around that kind of energy. Does that make sense? This is why mentors are so important too, and what we're doing as we move forward. Okay, so we got to really take our goals to a whole nother level. We got to be thinking about the kind of energy that we need to generate, the kind of people we need to surround ourselves with. We got to be thinking about what affects our energy. We talked about, you know, a while back with the energetic influencers. What is going to affect your energy? Because you need your energy to achieve your goals. You need to feel good in your body. So if you're not prioritizing your health, you got to prioritize your health. Because you want to be generating anabolic energy to move forward on your goals, not catabolic. Catabolic is draining and resisting. It causes even disease in your body. You always be thinking negative. What happens? You start getting sick. You have aches and pains all over. Why? Energy is being trapped in different locations. All the things. Anabolic energy. Energy where you feel energized, right? It feels like you're lighter. Things are easier. Whatever. That kind of good energy. That's the kind of energy you want and that you need to take off that hot air balloon. I always give that visual of like the sandbags keep the hot air balloon down. Catabolic. The hot air brings it up. Anabolic. You need a lot of that hot air. You need that anabolic energy to bring you up. How do you generate that? Energy is generated. How do you generate that? That's something you need to think about. You generate it from being around certain kinds of people. You generate it from certain environments that might make you feel a certain way. It sparks a feeling for you based on your perception of that space. Like some people feel like they're more energized maybe when they see like the ocean, you know what I mean? Even bringing like scents into their environment, like an essential oil or something like that. Someone might feel like, yeah, I just feel good when I have that scent going, or when I light my candle. Like that kind of generates a different kind of energy for me based on the meaning I place on that thing. But you know what those things are for you. So that brings us to our tips. Holy cow, we took a while to get there, but we're getting there. Okay, so the five tips that I have for you are the practices. Okay, so the first thing that I want you to be thinking about doing, you're already doing this. You already have stories about every area of your life and what's possible for you in those areas. So the big areas that a lot of people focus on, and I think you should be focusing on, is health, career, and relationships. Health, career, and relationships. You have stories in your mind about how your health is, how it can be. You have that about your career. You have that about your relationships. And those thoughts, those stories that you've been making up, that's creating your reality, right? So what are you making up? A lot of us aren't aware of that. But what can you intentionally make up? What can you intentionally write? Because you are the author of your story. Okay, so the first practice that I want you to do, and I created a fancy document for you. You better download that document, because you know what? I worked hard on this document. And I created this document that has the practices there for you. It's just journaling practices. It guides you. It gives you examples. It takes you less than 20 minutes if you want to even do the whole thing. You don't even got to do the whole thing. You can do the first part one and 6 minutes. You got 6 minutes for yourself. You can do that in the morning when you're like having your coffee and your tea. Why not? So in the details of this episode, you get the link to the document that I created. It also puts you on my mailing list. Very rarely do I even send emails out, so don't worry about me spamming you. But I'll send you more goods. I really do want to send you guys some more things that are helpful though. So anywho, the link is angebarnard.com/vision-vibes. Vision-vibes. And it's basically a guide that you're going to get to. You answer some journal questions and I give you examples and all of that. And what is it it's intended to do is to help you align your vision, your goals with your energy. That is what it's there to do. Okay, it's there to help train your brain to make up stories that serve you. So then your reticular activating system is like, I'm gonna find opportunities that match with what you say you want, what you keep envisioning in your mind. This is you being intentional about your life. Don't underestimate this practice. Don't do that. Okay, so basically, let me tell you what you're gonna do. Because I did it already this morning and it felt really good, super easy. So if you need that link again, just look at the details section and it's there for this episode. All right, so let me real quick exit out of some stuff on my computer and show you. I can't show you, but I'm going to tell you. Okay, so step one, I say it's story time. So what you do is you write down health, career, relationships. And all you're going to do is spend 2 minutes. You set the timer. You spend 2 minutes writing down what your ideal kind of health would be like, your career would be like, your relationships. And it's just 2 minutes. And this is the thing. You got to act as if. You know, the Bible even says that. You got to act as if. And the thing is, that's you becoming a match, an energetic match for the thing that you desire. It's like turning to the radio station that's playing that kind of music. Okay, and this is what you can write down. You want to use power words like, I am, I love, it is, I'm so grateful that, it's so cool that, now that. Like, you're going to act as if it's happening now. We're doing this, even if you feel silly doing this, you're doing this because this is training your brain to see that. You're telling your reticular activating system, hey, homeboy, girl, whatever it is that you want to be called, I want you to look for opportunities that match this. Help me be her. Think about it as being even like a prayer for yourself. However you want to think about it that feels right to you. Okay, so health. Let me give you an example. These are some things that I made up. So it took 2 minutes and I wrote this down. I wrote down for my health, I love how confident I feel just wearing yoga pants and a crop top. Now that I've really prioritized my health, I just feel so good. I'm so energized and like the workout eating routine I follow. I love how pretty my food looks on my plate with all the colors. I like how my skin glows and my hair. I wrote that down. Career. I love that I get paid to do work that is so fun. I'm helping others feel more confident and excited about life, and my income just keeps on growing. Now that I have lots of flexibility and freedom, I get to travel to such beautiful places. I'm so grateful for the fun people I get to work with. Relationships. I love that my husband and I have so much fun dreaming and scheming together. We always enjoy our time in nature. I'm so grateful that we both love hiking, being active, exploring, and that our work schedules honor our love for exploration. It's so fun to trying out new restaurants together. It's so cool that we get to take so many trips with our friends and family, and the fact that we laugh so much that we legit cry. So that's what I wrote down in just those 2 minutes, okay? And then that's what I want you to do. It's so easy, okay? And then, and this document guides you. I love this document. This is going to be used in our Commit to Your Vision program. All right, so the story. You write your story, you're going to use your power words because there's energy behind them. Like, I am, I love, I have, I'm so grateful. This stuff even shows up in career coaching. Like, if anyone that career coaches with me knows that I'm very particular about word choice, that you, when you send an email, you're going to be very intentional about the kind of energy you're generating with the words that you use. So I'm always a big fan of using the words opportunity, grateful, honor. All right. So when you are making up stories about your life, when you're writing the story of your life, you're going to be intentional about the words that you're using. All right, so then we're going to move on to our second practice that also is guided in this document. So the first one, just to recap, the first one is that you want to write stories about each area of your life. Write how you want it to be, because really the tip here is that you're going to envision in your mind what you would like to create in your life related to those areas. So the second tip is that you're going to turn it into like thinking about how you're being, like who you'd have to be, what you would be doing if you were the person that you talked about in your stories. If you had that kind of health, if you had that kind of career, if you had those kinds of relationships, what would you be doing today? How would you be showing up in the world? What kind of habits would you have today or this week? That's the stuff. This is so important because the reason why people don't achieve their goals is why. They don't focus on the being side of it. They don't focus on the alignment side of it. They just focus on like the dreaming, and that's not enough, right? Okay, like James Clear said, winners and losers have the same goals. They have the same goals. So instead, we want to be the kind of people that actually follow through, that actually make our vision a reality, and that involves being intentional with our energy. So we got to brainstorm on what that looks like if I was that person. So you can do this again. You set the timer for 2 minutes. This is how it works for each one. Set a timer for 2 minutes and then imagine yourself as that person you want to be today, this week. You write about how you're being. What were you doing? What are the habits that you'd have? I'm giving you an example. This is all on the sheet. So an example would be, let's see here. An example is, I woke up early this morning. This is for my health. I woke up early this morning because I'm talking about what I'm doing today, what I'm doing this week. If I was that kind of person that had that healthy body that she felt confident in, what would I be doing today? How would I be showing up? So this is what I'm writing down. I woke up early this morning to get my workout in. I've been drinking over a gallon of water a day, and it's so easy to do now that I have built the habit. I crave healthy food and enjoy making my food look all pretty on a plate. I have so much energy. People are like, what are you on? I say, I'm just prioritizing my health, living my best life. You always hear me say that. When people like to shout out to me, this is a side note, I'm coming off the script, guys. When people are like, oh, why do you do that? Like, or they want to make fun of me about something that I'm doing. Like the fact that I carry Tupperware to work, like I get my eggs from the hotel and like put in my Tupperware for lunch later on the day. So people are like, what are you doing? Like, you're that cheap. One, yes. Two, because I don't eat first thing in the morning, so I want to eat later. So it makes more sense to me to do it that way. But I'm always like, my response is, I'm over here living my best life. This is what I'm doing to live my best life. Okay. So the next thing I say is I plan my workouts each week and my meals. I find it really fun to do. I'm inspiring others to be healthier too. People comment on how pretty my skin is, how cute my hair is, my nails, all the things. We're not there yet because I haven't been, like this has not fully become reality, guys, right? This is my ideal. Every Sunday I do my own little facial and my nails. I've been doing these like the kind that you, like the sticker kind, you know, you put on your nails. And I got cute workout clothes. Yep, that's what I'm saying there. Okay. So I wrote all of this down and you're like, how is that different from what you said before in the story? What's different is I focused on habits. There's a lot of habits in there. There's a lot of like things that I've been doing to be that person, okay, and the way I think about things. I talk about how I think it's really fun that I plan my workout and my meals. I think that's fun, right? That I have so much energy that There's feelings all associated that I wrote here. But anyways, after that, you do another practice where you underline the habits that you talked about. So you go and underline them, and then you move them to your calendar. So this is all in the document, guys. So an example is I underlined woke up early, and I underlined workout. I underlined drinking over a gallon of water, plan workouts, Sunday facial. I wrote down making my food. So I highlighted those things or underlined them. And then the next step is brainstorming when. When am I going to be being that person? When? Because that's the other thing people don't think about. They don't plan to be that person. They don't take their time to be that person. And then they do not become that person because they're not intentional about it. So this is super easy because now you've brainstormed. You know the habits that you need to be who you want to be. Now you got to take your time, spend your time on it. So when you think of your calendar, I want you to be thinking of your calendar, not just the thing that you put your dentist appointments on, even though my family is grateful for you if you do that and you do remember your appointment, speaking as the wife of a dentist. But anyways, it's not just that, not just meant for that. It's meant for you to think about it as like, this is how I invest my time. This is all the time I have. How am I going to invest it? So you can put on that calendar when you're waking up. You can put on the calendar when you're working out. The other habits I put on there was like planning my date night. Like what day I actually plan is on my calendar. When I buy like my celebration gift to myself. Like all these things. When I'm drinking my water, I even have like that written down. And really it's just like a morning. I have a little morning routine thing scheduled in my calendar. So I don't write everything I'm doing in there, but it's blocked out for my morning routine. And I know what my morning routine is. So this is you really being the person that you want to be. Now, some of you guys are going to be like, no, I'm too much of a freedom lover. I am not going to my calendar and doing all this stuff in there, Ange. Not going to do it. This is the thing. You can do it in a way that feels good to you. It doesn't have to feel icky, but you do got to be intentional with your time. Don't fight it. And if you have resistance to it, let me tell you why you do. You do because when you face your calendar, when you sit down and when you think about all the things that you want to do and you want to create and you look at your time, it triggers things for you. And then you start thinking about all the stuff you haven't done. And then your brain starts to get this negative association with being intentional and sitting there and doing the thing. I know because I feel the same way when I do this work. But this is the thing. You got to train yourself to be intentional. And you know how training is. It ain't fun all the time. When I'm working on training my muscles, when I'm doing these workouts to be who I want to be, like I'm not like, you know, I'm proud of myself because I'm working towards my vision and I really got to get my brain to be focused on. It's like, you know, this is what you're doing. You should be proud of yourself. It's in line with your vision. Because a lot of times it's like you feel like it's hard and you're like, I don't want to do it because it's hard. It's uncomfortable. Don't be that person. Don't be the person that doesn't show up because it's not comfortable. It's just uncomfortable because you haven't trained yourself to be that kind of person yet. Once your body gets used to it, once your mind gets used to it, train, like it'll be easier for you, right? Obviously, whatever you practice, you get good at. And that's what some of us need to do. Don't stop just because it's uncomfortable. We do this in Commit to Your Vision course, but we're gonna take it up another notch in the next round because I want you to truly be intentional about where your time goes. Guys, like time, life, it's going by so, like, I feel like fast, you know? Like we got to be intentional with our time, what we're doing here on earth, you know? And we got to take a look at how we're spending it. How can we be intentional about something if we're not even measuring where it goes? We're not even looking at what we're doing with it. You can't. So don't be like pulling the freedom card. No, I'm not living my life with like paying attention to where my time goes. Not going to do that. You're going to have structure creates freedom. It does. Some kind of structure you got to create for yourself. You can do it in a way that feels good to you, but you got to add that into your life. Okay. So let's see. So the next thing is once you do that, this document is going to guide you through it. It's not complicated, super easy. If you took like less than 20 minutes, you could do the whole thing and you can make it a practice that you do every week. So get this document for yourself. I created it for you. I want you to have it. Okay, so let's move on to the next couple of things. So first one, we talked about those stories. You need to start training your brain to have stories like that that you want to have. Like, create stories in your mind about certain areas of your life that you would like to be a reality. You're the author, you're writing it, you're writing the story out. What do you want to create? And then the second thing is, you know, obviously you're envisioning it in your mind, but you need to be thinking about, if you were that person, who would you be? Like, what would you be doing? You need to bring the habits in, and then the document's helping you with that. The third thing is this, like, little jar that you can create. You know how, like, people say, like, you can have a jar, you can do like a grateful jar, you put in there everything you're grateful for, and you fill up the jar. Well, I want you to think about this as like creating a wow jar for yourself. Like, I want you to start tracking things coming true in your life that you thought about. It can be so small. It could be like, let's say you thought about chocolate and you're like, oh, I really want some chocolate. And then someone was like, hey, do you want this, you know, want a piece of chocolate? And you're like, what? I was just thinking about chocolate. Thank you so much, right? This little thing that showed up, like this little miracle that you created in a sense in your life. I could put that into the wow jar. Like, wow, this showed up for me. And I'm training my brain to see all of those things. That's what you want to do. Because when you start to see the world like that, man, it's like your playground. You're reminded of how powerful you are as a creator. And this is what I think about this. I think that God, like, we're God's children, right? So he looks at things like, he doesn't think of like, he's not judging things like this is big and this is small. No, our human brains do that. Like, you know how like a little thing that can be created, it's not, there isn't little or big to him. It's all the same. It's just creation. And I want you to start thinking about that, because sometimes we think like we're powerful manifestors. Like, we're like, or we're not powerful manifestors. Like, we can't make big things happen. But yeah, okay, I can talk about my friend and then she calls me out of the blue. Yeah, that happens all the time to me. Well, that's you being a powerful creator. That's how I see it. It's you having energy that matters in this world, that gets projected out there. You're a creator. What else could you create in this world if you were intentional about it? You know? Right? It's, I think about it as like, so God, let's say he just thinks of everything as like creation. So we're his children, and we go to him, and we're like, let's say, like, think about it as like, let's see a good example. Let's say you have a kid, and your kid creates artwork for you. You may have had this happen. I can't wait for that day. I cannot wait for that little handprint on a piece of paper. I cannot wait because it's so cute. And I like, literally, I make my nieces and nephews make me artwork. They're like, Auntie, I already made you one. I'm like, but it's so cute. Just make it for me. Anywho, but my one, the Hulk, my nephew, Kai, loves the Hulk. And if he draws really good things of the Hulk, like, he wants to keep it himself and he doesn't want to give it to me. I'm like, but we agreed on this. And we like negotiate back and forth. It's really funny. He's only 4. But anyhow, so this is the thing, is like, if Kai came up to me, my nephew or my child came up to me, and they're like, I made this for you. And it's like this little scribbly thing. I'm like, wow, you're an artist. It's so cool. I love that you did this, right? And look how powerful you are, like, creating this. Like how awesome you are, right? And then it's no different than if he came to me and showed me something bigger or better, in quotation marks, that he created. I'm still like, I still think you're awesome. You're really cool, right? And I think about that as like, or I'm so proud of you. Like, I think about that as God. Like, you know, like, we are like, God, look, I thought about this thing I wanted for dinner and someone gave me this free meal. And he's like, cool, you're a powerful creator. And then, like, what else could you create? I just, like, stop judging stuff as like, I hate, like, I know I shouldn't use that word. Words are powerful. Let's say I do not. So how do I say it in the right way? I don't know. But I prefer people not to say, like, oh, it's just a coincidence, whatever. But did you know that the word itself, coincidence, means to align, like two points that align? So I don't think anything is a coincidence. I think we are all powerful creators. And some of us are being very intentional about our energy and what we create. Some of us, not so much. And that, it's unfortunate, but the awareness isn't there. And if you're listening and you made it this far, the awareness is there. Okay, so moving on. So create that little wow jar for yourself and just put those things in there. Like, I'm about to put stuff, I was looking for a jar to create and, like, throw little things and put it in there and be like, oh, I thought about this today and, it, like, someone gave me this, or I thought about this opportunity and this popped up. And just, like, fill that jar. Start to collect evidence of how powerful you are. Show your brain that. It needs to know that. And then the fourth thing is write your I am statements every day. So when we create our goals, we always do it with identity based. Like, I am this kind of person, right? You use those power words. Well, if you write them every day, that's training your brain to think that way. And a lot of us don't do that, but it's something that's really helpful. So maybe you want to implement that practice. It could take you just like 2 minutes. And on my new journal that I got, or not journal, kind of like a journal. It's a planner. It's called Goal Crazy. I love it. Love it so much. I'll put a link in the details for you if you want to get goal crazy with me. What I love about it, though, is it says my most impactful goal at the top. So I actually write my identity-based statement I am working on the most at that time. I'm focusing on. So I will write, like, you know, I am toned and confident and inspire others to be healthy, right? Let's say I'm working on that. That means that day, there better be me, like, times where I'm being that person. I'm acting like that kind of person. But I love how it's arranged, and you review the day, and it's just very goal-focused, and it's pretty cool. I got all my I am statements in there. So again, I'll put a link to that specific one if you want to check it out. You can look at the pages and just see if it aligns with you, because some people are like, nope, I don't want that. So just look at the pages first before you go buy the thing. But I'll have a link for you also in the details section if you want it. Okay, so the next thing, so you got the wow jar. The next thing is you're writing your I am statements. And then also, like, in the Commit to Your Vision program, we talk about creating even an audio for yourself. And this is, like, basically programming your mind to be that person. And again, it may sound weird, but you're already playing thoughts in your mind over and over. You're already telling yourself who you want to be. You may not even be, or who you think you are. You may not even realize it. And some of you are telling yourself things that you don't want to believe about yourself. You're making up stories that don't serve you. So how do we reprogram the mind? Well, we got to, like, go in there in almost a sense, like, move some files around. Play a new message. Get a new story going. And you can do that by reading your I am statements to yourself at specific times. Like when you first wake up and right before you go to bed. When your brain is in the most programmable state. It's called a theta brainwave state. It's like the state of, like, hypnosis in a sense. State that kids learn, what we're teaching them. This is science stuff. So you can take advantage of that. This is all advanced stuff, taken to a whole nother level, but I figured I'd share it with you. I realize y'all ain't gonna do all these things. I know you, but I want you to pick one thing that you are going to do. If you're gonna do anything, get that download that I created for you. And the other thing is, last thing. Oh, this is so good. Do this one. If you're going to do anything, this one's easy. You can implement this right now. Practice number 5 is that you're going to shift your energy on a physical level. Because sometimes mentally we're like, no, I'm feeling like not the best, right? You can shift that physically. If you can't do it mentally, do it physically. You know that some physicians actually, like, prescribe, I'm saying this in quotation marks, but, like, actually say, like, hey, you need to do exercise. You want to feel better? You need to be doing exercise. Exercise this much. Why? You're changing the hormones in your body. The hormones are causing you to feel a certain way. So what can you do? Like, every day, just like if you're feeling, like, low energy, you're feeling down for whatever reason, someone made you mad, then what do? Add 2 minutes. That's it. 2 minutes of movement to yourself. So like, you can be like, I'm going to set a timer for 2 minutes. And maybe if you're going to be real intentional, like, let's say you're like, this feels good to you. You might, like, pick exercise that you're going to do for 2 minutes. You might be like, 1 minute, I'm going to do jumping jacks. 1 minute, I'm going to do squats. Or you might be like, 30 seconds. I don't know how you do it. Or you might be like, I'm going to dance for 2 minutes. Or you might be like me, and you might turn on a song that, like, pumps you up. The one that's pumping me up right now is Q Veen Herbie. So I don't know if you guys you probably heard, if you follow TikTok stuff and get wrapped up in that at all, there's a song called Vitamins that's been going out, and it's like, she swears in it, so just keeping it real, that's not your thing, don't listen to it. But it's like, it just pumps me up. Like, I love her. She's so entertaining. Like, she raps in these different videos, and I just find her mesmerizing. Like, she's beautiful, and she just, her energy, it's her energy. Her songs talk a lot about energy. This one in particular, Vitamins, talks about your vision and like taking care of yourself, self-care, all this stuff. And then, yeah, she does use the B word in there, so beware. But I like love doing squats to it. So like, I'll be like 2 minutes on the calendar, or not on the calendar, the clock, on the calendar too, actually. That could be a good thing. But on the clock, and I'll be like squatting, and then the beat works well to squat and then like punch as you squat. And that's like an instant energy shift, a 2 minute quick little energy shift. And that will shift your energy to a higher state where you feel better so that you can work on that vision and create it. Okay. So those are all my tips, the practices that you want to implement. Pick any of them. Get that document that is associated with this episode. It's angebarnard.com/vision-vibes, I think. The correct one will be in the details. So get that. And that's all my stuff. So yeah, if you guys have been enjoying this episode, please leave a review. If you haven't, we got to up the reviews. It's been a while. You can go on to, if you're on Apple, you scroll down, you pick the stars, and you have to hit write a review. If you don't know how to do it, just Google and it'll tell you how. Super easy. Please do it for me, because we need our podcast to grow. I want to attract more people that are like you, that like this stuff, that really want to be intentional about their life and their energy, all the things. All right. Figure out what you're going to implement. Go do that, even if it's just the 2 minutes. Get that in, and I'll talk to you soon. Have an awesome day. Bye.